And we got there, and she said, oh, yes, yeah, guest list, that's fine. Can you just wait here? So we all sort of queued up outside, and we were queued for about 10 minutes. And I thought, oh, they must be really busy, a one-in, one-out sort of system. And then after 10 minutes, she said, right, okay, everyone who's on this guest list, can you please put your hands up? So we all put our hands up, because by that point, other people had joined the queue. And then she sort of walked down the queue, looked everybody up and down, and then she got to me and just said, you can't get in here with flats on. And I said, I sort of laughed. I went, oh, are you joking? I'm pregnant. And she said, no.
And when you say you're pregnant, you are very pregnant.
Yeah, I am. I'm due in September, September 25th.
So you're very pregnant. So presumably you're not wearing high heels because no. It wouldn't be good for you.
Yeah, I mean, it's bad for your legs and it's bad for your back at the best of times, especially if you're pregnant. There's a lot of strain that does go on your back.
But in the meantime, she was still adamant that you wouldn't be allowed in.
Yeah, she just said, oh, it was the attitude, you know, because if she'd explained the situation and said that maybe they had a particular dress code and then said maybe, oh, I'll ask my manager, you know, with you being pregnant, there should be an exception, then I would have been fine about it. But it was her attitude of when she was pregnant, she wore heels, get over it, off you go.
Were there signs anywhere saying, you know, women can only come in if they're wearing high heels or anything?
No, there's nothing like that. And also, one of the girls who did arrange the guest list, because it wasn't me who booked it, afterwards she said, I've read that email confirmation that we got back. There was nothing on there about a dress code. All it said was that bring ID, you know, if needed sort of thing. There was nothing saying what you should or shouldn't wear.